ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्. We'll start a very small work of Shankara. This work is called Manisha Panchakam. Annamaya Dannamayam Matava. Chaitanyam Eva Chaitanyat. Yativara Duri Kartum Vanchasi. Kim bruhi gaccha gaccheti. So Manisha Panchakam is one of the short works of Shankara. As the title says, it's a Panchakam. It is a work composed of 5 shlokas. Of course, the work is in just 5 shlokas. There are 2 more shlokas added to it, one very small one and one normal shloka. So this is one of the toughest meter. So there are works that Shankara has written in these tough or tougher meters. I think Shardhula Vikriditam is the name, like as far as I remember. Dakshinamurti Ashtakam is one of the work which is in this particular meter or chandas. So here like 7 shlokas in total. So the setting for Manisha Panchakam, okay, Manisha. So Manisha means conviction. So Manisha means conviction. So Panchakam means 5. So 5 shlokas about conviction. So what is conviction? So we'll come to what is conviction a little later. So for now, the setting. So any work should have a setting or as to why it is being spoken about. So here, the setting is that Shankara. So one Shankara was walking with his shishyas. So at that time, Lord Shiva appears in front of Shankara in the form of a chandala. So chandala means dog eater. So the chandala has 4 dogs with him. So along with the chandala, the 4 dogs, like, they come in line with Shankara or on the same road. So they're long back, if we go back 2000 years or whenever Shankara's time was there, at that time people used to have this caste system. So caste system, varna ashramam as we call. So caste system was based on birth as well, or janmam, which is even today. So caste system is never based on janma. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam Gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram api mam vidya kartaram avyayam. No me to be the karta, but still vidya kartaram avyayam. So I have created this varna ashrama system, but still I am not the creator. So that means I have created this varna ashrama system from empirical perspective. As long as the world is there, the varna ashramam system has been created by me. But ultimately, what is the world? Brahma satyam jagan mithya. This world is mithya, anistyam asukam lokam. So if this jagat is mithya, then where is what is there? There is only one Brahman. So if there is only one Brahman, then how can there be a varna ashrama system? A system is for a majority of people. A system is based on duality. So Krishna says, Akartaram, though I created all this, but still I didn't create. From ultimate perspective, I didn't create. From Paramarthika level, I didn't create. From Vyavaharam, I created if world is considered. But still I created on the basis of what? Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagashah. This Vibhagam, this categorization is based on Gunam and Karma. Gunam means one's temperament, and karma means due to one's action. So like whatever the Varnashrama are there, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, all those are based on qualities of a person, or the nature of a person. Nature means not the real nature, but the nature of ego, we can say, or vasanas, and karma with respect to action. So with respect to action, this distinction is there. With respect to the temperament, also this distinction is there. Krishna doesn't mention anything about Janma. Krishna doesn't mention that Varna Ashrama is based on one's birth. So then, like, how come it came associated with birth? Kind of very simple. So whatever my father does, obviously, like, I am born in such a family, so I will also try to do it. So a child who is in the house of a Brahmin priest will always be a priest as well. Of course, that is not the case today, but that is how children learn from their parents. So if parents are good, children will also be good. Parents are Brahmanas, children also will learn or like Brahmana, becoming a Brahmana at a very young age itself. So that is why it became as Janma, based on birth. It's not really based on birth, it's only based on guna and karma. So a thief might have a good child or son. So we see in movies where a policeman's son becomes a thief. So those are like, there are cases like that. There can be cases like that. So it is a wrong notion to consider, but still the caste system was there where people were considered untouchable. So Chandala is an untouchable person. So when Shankara encounters the Chandala, Shankara says to him this particular shloka, which in essence means, in brief means, move away, like I have to go, you're not supposed to be on my path, so move away. So at that time, that is this first shloka. So in the second shloka, which is also not the starting, we should say it is a prelude, or the five shlokas of Manisha Panchakam start from with the third shloka, but Shiva asks Shankara a question, or a few questions we can say, in this whatever we are going to learn the next shloka. And when the question is put to Shankara, Shankara realizes his mistake, and then he pours out his conviction. What conviction? Conviction that it doesn't matter what a person is. It is not what a person or who a person is that matters. What really matters is what is going inside the mind of a person. So the mental state of a person is what really matters, and not the external appearance, not the external state. So, like, externally, a person might be doing a very bad action. Butcher. We find the butcher of Dharmavyada in Bhagavatam. Sorry, Mahabharatam. So in Mahabharatam, we find Dharmavyada, the butcher, butchering. Butchering is a bad action. It's not a good action. Though even though he is a butcher, but still he is a Brahmajnani, because he knows that everything is one Brahman. And that is the reason why Krishna says, Apichet sudhuracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadureva samantavyah samyak vivasito hi saha. So even though a person might do apichet sudhuracharah, the worst possible action, bhajate mam ananya bhag, but still he worships me, does ananya bhajanam, sadureva samantavyah, know him to be a sadhu, know him to be a good person. Why? Samyak vyavasito saha, because his mind is samyak, clearly fixed on me. Since he is, and Kshipram Bhavati Dharma Atma Shashvat Shantim Nigachati. Such a person will soon attain the goal, because he is my bhakta. So anyway, what happens is Shankara, so like as Paramatma says, like we can speculate as to how did a jnani Shankara like come across all this or make this mistake. So we don't have to analyze all those. What we have to analyze is that we have to benefit out of this particular work. So the conviction that I am that Advitiya Vastu, the conviction that everything is one entity, whatever we see is just an illusion, Nama Rupam. And this Nama Rupam is mithya, it's not real. So remove this Nama Rupam and perceive the underlying reality. That is what a sadhaka has to do. And when a sadhaka is able to remove, negate Nama Rupam and apprehend the underlying reality of Brahman or Ishvara, then since such a sadhaka goes beyond Ragadvesham, Ragadvesha Vyuktaistu Vishayan Indriyaihi Charan, Atmavashyer Vidheyatma Prasadam Adigacchati. Such a person attains prasadam. What prasadam? Prasade sarvadukkhanamhanihi. That prasadam, which is complete cessation of sorrow, there will be no sorrow at all for such a person. So we will see the next shloka, which is the reply of the Chandala Shankara or Shiva in the form of Chandala Shankara Bhagavan in the form of Chandala in the next day. But for now, Shankara asks the question. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. It's my mistake. These two shlokas are what Ishvara says to Shankara. So my mistake. I'm sorry. So both the shlokas are prelude is what Lord Shankara or Shiva says to Shankara. So Shiva says, Annamaya, you are telling me to move away. You said like Bruhi, gacha, move, go away. So you are saying me to go away. So who are you saying to go away? So Annamaya Adannamayam Athava Chaitanyameva Chaitanyat. So when you say that like go away, Yativara, oh Yativara, Yativara means like a great ascetic. Yati, you have done a lot of tapas. So as a result of those tapas, you have attained a lot. Even Brahman. You have realized Brahman. So in a way, that is what is meant here. And Duri Kartum Vanchasi. What do you want to separate? What do you want to distance? That you are telling, move away. So what do you mean by like distance? Or like what do you want to distance yourself away from? That you are saying go away, or move away. So are you saying that annamayam? So is your body telling my body to move away? So are you saying that like your body is saying like you are the body and your body is saying okay, my body to move away, or chaitanyameva chaitanyat, or you are saying like that move away, like one consciousness is telling another consciousness to move away, or like we can also interpret this as like from this body take away another body, or from consciousness take away consciousness. So if you are, so in a way like Shiva is asking, are you the body or the conscious Atman? So if you are the body, then you are saying my body to move away from your body. If you are consciousness, then that means you are saying your consciousness to move away from my consciousness, or like you are saying that conscious Shiva move away from conscious Shankara, conscious I. So both have, it's false, because if you are telling like from body perspective you are speaking, so you are saying like, oh body move away, can the body move away? Definitely no. Body is insentient, so insentient cannot move away. And even if insentient moves away, Why do you want me to move away? Because I am an outcast. What does that mean? That means my body is different from your body. In what way is my body different from your body? My body is panchabhutam. Your body, panchabhutam. So what is the big difference? There is no difference at all. There is no difference, then how can you tell this body, my body, to move away from your body? You cannot tell. And let's say you are saying about Chaitanyam. So you are saying Chaitanyam, like my Chaitanyam is telling your Chaitanyam to move away. If that is the case, if you are saying Chaitanyam to move away from Chaitanyam, can Chaitanyam move away? What is Chaitanyam? Prajnanam Brahma. Chaitanyam is Brahman. So if it is, if Chaitanyam is Brahman, Brahman is, what is Brahman? Brahman is Sarvagatam. Yata Sarvagatam Saukshmyad Akasham Nopalipyate. Bhagavan Krishna says Sarvagatam, like it is Brahman or Atma is Sarvagatam like Akasham. So that Atman, my eva udheti chitviyomni jagat gandharva pattanam atoham na katam brahma. Okay, not that shloka. The other shloka. Abharupasya vishvasya bhanam bhasam nidervina kadajitna vakalpeta bhajaham tena sarvagaha. I am sarvagam. But this world is insentient. Insentient world requires Chaitanyam. So that means each and every object of the insentient world has Chaitanyam in it. Chaitanyam has its substratum, which means Chaitanyam is all pervasive. Antar bahishcha tat sarvam vyapyan narayana stitaha. Ishvara pervades in and out of the entire world. So if that is the case, like how can one Chaitanyam move from another Chaitanyam? And when it comes to that, like are there two Chaitanyam? Definitely there is no two Chaitanyam. There is Chidabhasam. There are two Abhasam, or like Jiva can be different, but Chaitanyam cannot be different. So whether you tell body to go away or Chaitanyam to go away, both are invalid statements. Both cannot be followed. Both are illogical statements. And if you say that it is neither body nor Chaitanyam that I am saying to move away, but the Jiva to move away, then I have logic for that as well, which comes in the next shloka, which we will see later. But for now, what this means is that there are only two entities in the entire world. The world can be split into just two. Drig drishyav dvav padarthav staha paraspara vilakshanav. Drig brahma drishyam mayeti sarva vedanta nindima. There are two entities in the entire world, drig and drishyam, subject and object, seer and seen. The subject is Brahman, object is Jagat. The subject is Chit, Brahman is Chit, Jagat is Achit or Jadam. So these are the two things only present here. So that is what Shiva says here. So one can be called body. Body means Panchabhutam, Jagat is Panchabhutam. Oh, Manas is not Panchabhutam, is it? Okay, Panchatanmatras. Manas is made up of Panchatanmatras. Still, Panchabhutas. Panchabhutas are like essentially Panchatanmatras. So it is the same thing. So we can call it body and Atman. So Chit and Jadam. So everything, this entire world which encompasses one's body, which encompasses objects of the world, all those are Jadam. What is Jadam? Jadam means that which continuously changes, Anithyam. So Jadam means Anithyam. Jadam means Achit, which doesn't really exist, which requires Chaitanyam for its existence. Nahi bhana trite satvam narthe bhanam chito chitah. So like Sat is not there without Chit. Existence cannot be there without the light of consciousness falling upon it. And Achit or jada vastus don't have any light of their own, therefore they need swayam prakasha atma or swayam prakasha self luminous consciousness for them to exist. So that means jadam is unreal whereas chit is real, and that chit we are, and that chit is one alone. So chit is ekam, jadam is anekam. So anekam means dvaitam, chit is advaitam, advayam or advitiyam, whereas jadam is dvaitam or dvayam means there are many. So it is many, one is one alone, consciousness is one alone, whereas jadam or insentient objects are many. And like if a person understands this and tries to analyze his own very nature, then we will analyze that our very nature is chit. So our nature is chit because we always experience our own existence, we always experience pulsation in ourselves. So that which pulsates inside us as I exist, I exist, I exist, that is consciousness, that is chit. And that is not affected the least by jada vastus because jada vastus are unreal. So insentient jadam is like water, whereas chit is desert. So water seen in desert, so many people take bath in the water, some people dirty the water, some people like take away water. So all those, like there are sharks in the water which kills people. So all these, even though all these might be happening, it doesn't matter whether all these happen or not, because all these like are, they cannot taint, they cannot affect even the leaves, the substratum of desert. So even as water doesn't affect or afflict desert, similarly jadam cannot affect me. Me who am chit, and chit means anandam as well. So I am chit, I am anandam. So if I am anandam, where to go, how to go, why to go, nowhere to go. Can I go anywhere? Definitely no. If it is, I am all pervasive, how can I go, why should I go? So when a sadhaka analyzes chit and jadam and understands himself to be one with chit, then all problems end. There is no problem at all because there is only one vastu. If there is only one vastu, yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhudvijanatah tatrako moha kaha shokah ekatvam anupashyatah. Person like who understands, who remembers that he is, or his own self has become the entire world. So whatever is there is one chit, I am that chit, I am. Person who remembers this, tatra ko moha, how can there be any delusion, kaha shokaha, how can there be any sorrow. Ekatvam anupashyatah, for a person who perceives ekatvam, who has this vision of oneness, so a person who has this vision of oneness, he doesn't see duality at all. There is no dvaitam or dvandva bhavam in the mind. Therefore, there is no dukkham at all. So this doesn't mean that the world will cease to exist. The world doesn't really exist for it to cease to exist. If the world has to cease to exist, that means the world has to exist in the first place. If the world exists in the first place, then how can it cease? It cannot cease. There is no world at all. If there is no world, then how can it cease to exist? So if the world is seen as existing, let it be seen. There is no problem. So as Shankara says, water seen in desert, there is nothing wrong in seeing water in desert. But if we think the water to be real and then run behind the water, that is, or that will cause a problem. Whereas a sadhaka knows that there is no water, the conviction, Manisha, the conviction that there is no water at all, whatever is there is only one vastu, that will make a person experience or see water, and he may even run after water, but still when he doesn't get water, he doesn't get sad, because he knows for sure that there is no water at all. So everything will be the same, the sun, the moon, the stars, the chaotic world, sorrow in the world, changing world, all those will remain the same, nothing will change. But since a sadhaka will know that there is only one Advitiya Vastu, whatever happens around, a sadhaka will always be blissful. And that bliss can be achieved through the strong conviction. What conviction? Conviction of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. That the Brahman is real, Jagat is Mithya, Jivo Brahma even Aparaha. Jiva, this individual self is not different but one with Brahman. So we've like the when we finish this work of Manisha Panchakam, the five shlokas plus the one shloka we have completed, there are six more shlokas. When we finish those and we do constant contemplation of these shlokas, very soon all problems will end and we will be able to rejoice in bliss. May Amma bless us for the same. Namaskar.